St. Paul is Episcopal Church. This evening, when we celebrate the first of three Celtic spiritual services between three parishes, our church here in St. Bart's, Forside Community Church, which will be the last event, and then in the middle, sandwiched like the cream in the Oreo, First Parish, Yarmouth. We're glad you're here for our first one. This is exciting. You need a bulletin that looks like this, and you need a blue hymnal. I'm sorry, mine is not blue, which is not helpful. But if you have those, you are all set. We are thankful for Jeff and Maggie, who are here to play for us, and for John Corey and the St. Bart's Choir, who are also here to support our singing. But the real burden of the singing is with us. And we're going to have our first opportunity right now. So the first hymn is hymn 370 in the blue hymnal. It's I Bind Unto Myself Today, St. Patrick's Breastplate. It is our tradition to stand when we sing, but this is a long hymn, so if that is uncomfortable for you, feel free to sit.
by John O'Donohue. No one knew the name of this day, born quietly from deepest night. It hid its face in light, demanded nothing for itself, opened out to offer each of us a field of brightness that traveled ahead, providing in time ground to hold our footsteps and the light of thought to show the way. The mind of the day draws no attention. It dwells within the silence with elegance to create a space for all our words, drawing us to listen inward and outward. We seldom notice how each day is a holy place where the Eucharist of the ordinary happens, transforming our broken fragments into an eternal continuity that keeps us. Somewhere in us a dignity presides that is more gracious than the smallness that fuels us with fear and force, a dignity that trusts the form a day takes. So at the end of this day, we give thanks for being betrothed to the unknown and for the secret work through which the mind of the day and the wisdom of the soul become one. So I'm going to invite you to read the psalm with me. And as is noted, the left side will read the left side, so it's your left, and the right side will read the right side. Please join me. All you that thirst, come to the waters. Seek the Lord while he may be found. O God, you are my God. Eagerly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you. As in a barren and dry land where there is no water.
Therefore I have gazed upon you in your holy place, and I have beheld your power and your glory.
For your loving kindness is better than life itself. My lips shall give you praise.
So Lord, bless you as long as I live, and lift up my hands in your name.
My soul is content, as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips.
When I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the night watches.
For you have been my helper, and under the shadow of your wings will I rejoice.
My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast.
All you that thirst, come to the waters. Seek the Lord while he may be found. I invite you to stand if it's comfortable for you to do so to sing our next hymn, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is, number 645.
Thank you.
St. Luke. One day, Jesus got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side of the lake." So they put out, and while they were sailing, he fell asleep. A windstorm swept down on the lake, and the boat was filling with water, and they were in danger. They went to him and woke him, shouting, "Master, Master, we are perishing." And he woke up and rebuked the wind and the raging waves. They ceased, and there was a calm. He said to them, "Where is your faith?" They were afraid and amazed and said to one another, "Who then is this that he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him?" For today's meditation from Francis Roberts. "If I choose to hide you away, it is for a reason. I have brought you to this place. Drink in the silence. Seek solitude. Listen to the silence. It will teach you. It will build strength. Let others share it with you. It is little to be found elsewhere. Silence will speak more to you in a day than the world of voices can teach you in a lifetime. Find silence. Find solitude. And having discovered her riches, bind her to your heart."
And as we are able, and sing hymn 482, "Lord of All Hopefulness." Thank you. box, that is fine as well. We will name our prayers, our concerns for ourselves and for others, our hopes, or our thanksgivings, either loud or silently. Lighten our darkness, Lord. Let the light of your presence dispel the shadows of night.
Thank you. pray together in the way of St. Ninian. In the strong name of Jesus, we bless all that is living and recognize in all that lives the reflection of the Word who said, "Let there be life," and it lives. Teach us to care for all that is entrusted to us, and nurture every sign of your presence. Circle our dear ones in your love and blessing, and protect us from all evil and from danger. Give us open eyes to see beyond what others say is possible. Give us the insight to recognize and name deceit. May the blessing of our love and our strong joy in blessing call out new growth in everyone we know and meet. Give us a generosity that pushes back the boundaries, for even death by you has been defeated. With all our powers, we find our power in you. The light shines on, and life is lived in you. Amen.
Already been amazing and glorious. And a blessing. 686, Come Thou Home.